Kavri, and take us to the basic verse. The Kori Bey, and read it, Alfei Shafurei, and read it with 1,000 Shafres, the Aboyin Yom in 40 days. Is that, that's what you should do. Rashi Bey Kavri means Leshchichi Tamoinchi. Go to the basic verse, nobody's around you. The Kori Bey Kleima, Tekua Bey Alfei Shafurei. Like, blow 1,000 Shafres then. That's the way I put him into Shamti. And that's what he did. So finally the card, the pitcher broke open from the 1,000 shofars. Or Miss Alma, and the strong person died. The bully died. So you see the shamtu takes effect. This will be right before that shamtu is lashon of shamais. It's an Indian person dies because of shamtu. So where am I shipure? What is lashon shipure by blowing the shofar? What does it have lashon of shipure? Shenefroy memenu. That you get paid back because of it. So they blow the shofar, but the shamtu that strengthens the shamtu, it comes and pays you back. My tavra, what's the lashon sometimes of tavra? Rashi says it means lama toiken tki or shvarim. Like tavra, why do we blow the shofar lashon of tki and shvarim? Amar Rav Yitzchak brei the Rav Yehuda tavra bati rami. Means it has a power of breaking down strong big buildings. Rashi kolayma shamtu is mishaba batim gvoyim. A shamtu has the power to break down even big houses. Like here, even this big bully, the Shamta killed him. Tetanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kol Mokam Shenastu Chachamim Einayim Oymiso Oyoyni. Whenever the Chachamim put their eyes upon somebody, in other words, they want to put him against the Shamtui, so the Chachamim is either the person dies because of that, or else Oyoyni, the person becomes very poor. So that Chachamim has a big power, the Shamtui, that curse of the Rabbanin, could do a lot. Right, this is the end of the Halacha, is about Shamtui and Nidui. Now back to our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, V'yaha Nazir, V'yaha Mitzorah, Mitumas L'Tarosai. Says if a Nazir, or as a Mitzorah became Tor on Yom Tov itself, he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. He can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Boy Minei Rav Yirmiyam Rav Zera. V'shalei Hoyo Lehem Penai, doesn't mean to say that they didn't have time enough to take a haircut Erev Yom Tov. In other words, they first became Tor on Yom Tov itself. And Erev Yom Tov, they were still tummy. So they couldn't take the haircut. They didn't have time before. I do ma'afah shayolam panai. Maybe no. Maybe even if a mitzvah became tor right before Yom Tov, and really Erev Yom Tov, he could have taken the haircut, still we're not him to do it on Yom Tov. We'll soon see why. That was the shayla. Now that it says a mitzvah becomes tor on Chol HaMoed, does it mean that he first has his chance the first time now in Chol HaMoed? Or no, even if he had his chance before Yom Tov, still we're not him to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed. Or Malaysia, he answered back like this. Tanina, we learned. Kol Elo Shamru. All these that say in the Mishnah, a person that comes over the yam, over the ship, that comes out of jail, out of being captured, is Matur Nagalech B'Moyed. The Mishnah says those people are allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, is Baska B'Shaloi Hoyel and Panai. They did not have time before Yom Tov. There was the ship first docked, Christ, a minute before Yom Tov, or first got out of jail a minute before Yom Tov, in a case where he did not have time to take the haircut before Yom Tov. Avol Hoyel and Panai. But let's say he got out of jail a day, Erev Yom Tov in the morning, then he had time in the afternoon to take a haircut, is Asurim, then they're also to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed. Since they should have taken it before Yom Tov, they have no haircut to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed. Mashen Kein, Nozir or Mitzorah, but a Nozir that becomes Torah now, or a Mitzorah that becomes Torah now, Afapi, Shoyel and Panai, even though they had time Erev Yom Tov, they became really Torah on Erev Yom Tov, and they could have taken the haircut then, still, the halacha is by them a mutarim. They're allowed to take the haircut even on Chol HaMoed. Why? Shlo Yishor Korban Oseim. There's a new svara. Since the mitzvah and the nazir, when they become Torah, they have to bring a korban, and they can't bring the korban until first they take a haircut. So if we're going to tell them that they can't take the haircut on Chol HaMoed, they're going to push off bringing the korbanos. So the tzarech that we want them to bring the korbanos to become Torah Lagamri, we are matu them to take a haircut even on Chol HaMoed. Not only because they couldn't take it beforehand, even if they could have taken it before him, but for them the Rabbanu did not make the gzera. And Rashi says, Shlo Yishor Korban Oseim, B'Tegalachan, in taking the haircut, Adiyachar Reidu, they should not push it off till after the Yom Tov. The Nozir Mitzore in Mevi'in Korban Oseim, Adliyachar Giluach. They could first bring the Korban after the haircut, K'dechsebu Kroi, like the Pesukim saying. Hilkach Le'kansin Elu. Therefore the Rabbanu did not make a kenas with the Nozir and Mitzorah, with the Loyavdi Mekami Regal, if they didn't take a haircut before Yom Tov, they didn't make a knas not to do it during Yom Tov, during Chol HaMoed. Because the Zimnin, the Loyavdi Kami Regal, sometimes they won't take a haircut before Yom Tov. or miyastru lo b'moyed, and you're going to tell them that during chol moed you also can't take haircut, is nimsa shem ashoyin akabonos. You're going to push off their kabonos. V'yeinim kreivim b'yeinim ashmini b'zmanon. The figure chomer megaleich b'moyed the mutav lekar zman akrovon lo leacher. It's kibar that they should take the haircut as soon as possible in order to bring the kabonos as soon as possible and not to push off the kabonos. So even though a regular person is a takana nisa the rabbanin, not to take haircut during chol hamoed, like we learned before, we want them to look nice on Yom Tov and not to come in menuvim, but by mitzvah and nazir, we're matter them to take haircuts even on chol hamoed. More says Tony, we learn like this: Hakoyein via ovel is mutarim bigeluach. A koyein on chol hamoed pashut means who had been an ovel also on chol hamoed. Is Mutarim Bigluach. They're allowed to take haircuts during Chol HaMoed. So we'll explain each one separately now. Hai Ovel Hechidomi. What are we talking about that an Ovel is allowed to take haircut on Chol HaMoed? Ilai Mashachal Shmini Shaloi. The Erev HaRegel. If the Pshat that is Maze died 8 days ago, and the 8th day is Erev HaRegel. So if so, since the Shiva went off already, he finished Shiva, and he started already 1 day of the Shloshim, and it's Erev HaRegel now, is the boiler legaluch in Erev HaRegel. In such a case, no, he's not allowed to take haircut during Chol HaMoed, because he was supposed to take the haircut on Erev HaRegel, Erev Yom Tov. He has heter on Erev Yom Tov. Since Lamaisa, he finished the 7 days of Shiva, and he started now 1 day of Shloshim before the Regel, so halacha is the Regel, the Yom Tov, is Mevato the Shloshim. So even though usually not allowed to take haircut until the end of Shloshim, but here, since he had 1 day of Shloshim ready, and then it comes the Yom Tov is Mevato the Shloshim, and the Loch is you're even allowed to take the haircut on Erev Yom Tov. So if this was the case, you would not have had to do it during Chol HaMoed, because you're supposed to do it on Erev HaRegel. The Rashi says, the Tanah Masnisim, the Mishnah later will see, that HaKoyve Meisai Shemoyne Yom HaKoyde HaRegel, that somebody buried his mace 8 days before the Yom Tov. Is both Lemenuk Zeres Lamed Yom. He has no din of Shloshim. Or Mutter Bigluach, he's allowed to take his haircut on Erev HaRegel. Hoyuluk Far Hischu Yomecho Min HaShloshim. Since the 7 days went by of Shiva, and now you started the 8th day, that's the first day of Shloshim. And since 1 day started, the Locher is Yom Tov is Mevato the Shloshim. And therefore, Midrabbonin, you're allowed to take haircut even on Erev HaRegel. If so, since this person was supposed to do it on Erev HaRegel, and he didn't do it on Erev HaRegel, he's not an honest anymore. So therefore now when it comes Chol HaMoed, he's talking now to take a haircut. So that can't be pshat in this braisa that says an Ovel is allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. So it must be like this. Elo, the case has to be Shechal Shmini Shaloi Liyos B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. True, he buried the mace 8 days before Yom Tov, and the 8th day is Erev HaRegel, but the 8th day is Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't take a haircut. So therefore, Lechura, the first time he can take a haircut is during Chol HaMoed. So therefore, for them, we're matin, he's called an honest, since he could do it before Yom Tov, we're matin to do it during Chol HaMoed. So Mar says, no, still that's not a good case. Even in such a case, where Erev HaRegel is Shabbos, and that's the 8th day, he boiled the Geluchi Erev Shabbos. Still, you should have taken the haircut on Erev Shabbos. Even though that's only the 7th day of sitting Shiva, you didn't even start the Shloshim yet, still in this case, you were allowed to take a haircut on Erev HaRegel, on Erev Shabbos, which was the 7th day of sitting Shiva. I joined Shiva Yavnu Heta. The Torah says, the Omer Rav Chisda, that Omer Ravina Bar Shela, Halacha Kabishol, the Halacha is like Abishol that we say, Miksas HaYom Kikula. So on the 7th day itself, Miksas on the 7th day is considered like you finished sitting Shiva. And therefore, at the end of the 7th day, you're allowed to take a haircut. And even further, Umoidim Chachom Labishol, the Chomim that say, you don't say Miksas HaYom Kikula, like we'll see later on in the Gemara, but in this case, the Chomim agree to Abishol, Bishachal Shmini Shaloi Lias B'Shabbos, when the 8th day of the Shiva, the 1st day of the Shloshim, comes out on Shabbos, Erev HaRegel. Now it's Erev HaRegel now is Shabbos, and that's Yom Shmini. So now, what's the shaila about the Erev Shabbos, which is only the 7th day of sitting Shiva? Shemut Lagalech Erev Shabbos. Even the Chomim agree here to Abishol that you're allowed to take haircut on Erev Shabbos. Because it's a big tzarech. In other words, in such a case, even the Chomim agree that we say Miksas HaYom Kikulei, which means a little bit of the 7th day, like we do the Maisa, when you sit Shiva, you sit 6 days, And the seventh day in the morning you get up already. As long as he sat to mix us a little bit of the seventh day, mixes a yoke kule. And here we say, it's Erev Shabbos now. This is the seventh day. So in the morning the mixes sayyim is considered like the end of the Shiva. And then the rest of the day is considered like the beginning of the Shleshim. So we consider like the Shleshim started already, and therefore you're allowed to take haircut today on Erev Shabbos. So that can be our case here also. Since you're allowed to take haircut on Erev Shabbos, if you didn't, and you waited until Chol HaMoed, it should be also to do it during Chol HaMoed. You're not called an honest. You could have taken it before Yom Tov. Rashi says, the Shabbos Erev HaRegel, they the honest, the most like Lech Meshmini, Erev HaRegel, Lachem HaGal HaRegel, Yibol HaNol, Lachem HaRegel, Lachem HaRegel, Shu Shvi, Lachem HaGal HaShoyim, Ta'afidu Lekovri Ela Shiva Yomim, Kaidim HaRegel, Bot Lumenu Gzeh HaShloshim. That's Abba Shoyim HaLacha. That if only 7 days before Yom Tov, you had your buried the mace, so now Yom Shvi is Erev Yom Tov, Rav HaSholol, Yom Shvi, Mixas HaYom is, the end of Shiva. And the rest of the day starts the Shloshim. So it's also considered like Shloshim started before the Yom Tov, and it's Mavato the Din Shloshim. That's Abba Shoz Halacha. But the Chachom argue on that, but in here, in this case, they agree. Umoidim Chachom Zatrashi Abba Shoyom, Afba Gav Deboil Shemayna, even though Chachom Shita is no, you need 8 days, that's when it's Chal in the middle of the weekday. If it comes out the seventh day in the middle of the weekday, you can't take a haircut. You have to wait till the eighth day. Over here in our case, v'shachal shmin elias v'shabbos. Again, that the eighth day comes out on Shabbos, which is Erev HaRegel. To be honest, he's an honest right now. He can't take the haircut on the eighth day. In such a case, shemutel lagalech v'erev Shabbos, shu shvi. Even the cholam agree to Abishol. In a case like this, that you're allowed to take the haircut on Erev Shabbos, which is the end of the seventh day only. In such a case, the cholam agree, you say, mixes hayayim, the morning of the seventh day, like end Shiva. And then the next few minutes, you're starting Shloshim. And Bevalt is right before Erev HaRegel, so it's Mevatel that did Shloshim, so you're allowed to take Eikot right now. So since you're allowed to take Eikot on Erev Shabbos, if you didn't, you're not an honest anymore, and the Churit should be us if you to take it during Chol HaMoed. So where's the case that we're saying a noble is allowed to take Eikot during Chol HaMoed? So Marin says, Leitzrich, you know what the case we're talking about? Leitzrich, we only need the case. Let's start because I'm needed. Shechal Shivi Shalom Elias B'Shabbos. Forget when the seventh day of the Shiva came out on Shabbos, which was Erev HaRegel. So now it's Shabbos. You can't take Eikot today. On Erev Shabbos is the sixth day. There's no Dimixas Hayyim. Shita, you're an oval. You can't take Eikot before. So since you can't take the Eikot before Yom Tov, the first time it comes possible to take the Eikot is during Chol HaMoed. Therefore, you're allowed to take Eikot during Chol HaMoed. That's what the time of this Brisa holds. So our Mishnah, the Chur argues on this, because our Mishnah does not say novels allowed to take Eikot during Chol HaMoed. So the Chur, what's the Machlokes? The Mar says like this, Tana Brosova Lo Kabishoil. This last Brisa that says, the Ovel is allowed to take Eikot during Chol HaMoed, does like Kabishoil. The Yoma Mixas Yoko Kulay. The little bit of the day is like the whole day. The Yom Shvi Oilo Lekan Lekan. So here the seventh day is Oilo to both. The beginning of the seventh day is like the end of the seventh day of Shiva. This was Shabbos, which was Erev HaRegel. But the end of Shabbos is considered like the eighth day, like the Shloshim started already. Now, the Chiv on the Shabbos Eveh, since today is Shabbos, onesu, you're an ones, and therefore, since you were not allowed to take a haircut today because of Shabbos, if Shabbos stopped you, therefore, during Chol HaMoed, you weren't allowed to take a haircut. It's called an ones before Yom Tov, therefore, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take a haircut. Of the Tana Didan, what is the Tana of our Mishnah hold? That does not say this case, our Tana does not say, an Ovel is allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. It only says the case, you come over the Yam, or you come out of capture, or you come out of prison. Why doesn't it say an Ovel? Because Sovolok Rabbonin. Our Mishnah holds like Rabbonin Shita. The Amri Lo Yamrinon Mitzisayam Kukulay. We do not say a Mitzisayam, a little bit of the seventh day, is considered like the whole seventh day. So therefore, the Akati Lo Sholem Avelis the Shiva. Therefore, the 7 days of Shiva didn't end yet. Like we're talking about now, the seventh day is Shabbos Erev HaRegel. But the seventh day, a complete seventh day, is the Din Avelis on you. So it comes out that you never had a heter to take the haircut before Yom Tov. So Chorot's Apella then. So why can't you take the haircut during Chol HaMoed? The Chosvar is very shver. Our town holds there was no heter at all to take the haircut before Yom Tov. So Adarab, if you have no heter to take it before Yom Tov, it should be mutter during Chol HaMoed. So Rashi is mashmo that if it's a din avelis that stopped you, that's not called an onus.
An onus has to be machmas a din teruri, you call it onus. But if the only thing that stopped you is only the din avela stopped you, that's not called an onus. Also, we're not going into this now, see later maybe, the Shash talks about Rashi, look, it's a shal in such a case, how you know shleishim during Chalamoid. Like in this case, where the Shvi, Erev Shabbos, Shvi Shabbos, is Erev Aregel. So before Yom Tif, you did not start shleishim at all. Since you didn't start shleishim before the Yom Tif, the Aregel is not Mavatal the shleishim. And after Yom Tif, you have to continue keeping on the halachas of shleishim. So the shalom is, what's during Yom Tov itself that you have in Yoni of a Shleishim Nagei or not? So Chori, if there would be a din of a Shleishim, some shittas hold like that, that's another reason why this guy with Tana holds in the Mishnah, you cannot take haircut during Chol HaMoed. Because you have din of Shleishim Nagei even during Chol HaMoed. That's what Shash talks about, it's not going to go into this. Rashi says that a vortage you're called an honest right now, therefore since the thing that stopped you from taking the haircut before Yom Tov was not a Hilchos Shabbos, it was only Hilchos Avelus Tikalocha. Avelus is not called an onus. Therefore, since you had no time to take the haircut, you're not going to take it now during Chol HaMoed. Rashi says, Sadech Rabbanim, the Yamrul Amina Mikhtam Chulay, Ela Shiva Shleim Mbinin. You have to have 7 complete days. Fiyakati La Shalom Avelus the Shiva. Kaidim Regal. You did not finish a complete Shiva before the Regal. For Lo Heve Onus. Therefore, you're not called an onus before Yom Tov. Rashi says, "V'lo heavy yonus, the afilu lo heavy Shabbos, even if it wouldn't have been for Shabbos, lo motz legaleach, you couldn't take a haircut on the seventh day. Lo achi yenam galeach v'moyed. Therefore, you can't take a haircut during Chol HaMoed." So Rashi is very shver. The Gradu Rabbi in the Chonis Godom is there. The Ma'aser, this person couldn't have he couldn't take a haircut before Yom Tov. Why is he also during Chol HaMoed? So you have to say in Rashi that Rashi speaks out that an onus of avelus is not called an onus. What about Shiva? And Shleishim joined Chol HaMoed. That's the Shal, it's a Shal if you know Shlomo, we'll see later on, if you know Shleishim joined Chol HaMoed or not. Right. So this is the case of an oval. So that's good, why our Mishnah holds, our oval cannot take the Eker during Chol HaMoed. Now the Gemara says Kohen. Hey Chidomi, where's the case that a Kohen can take the Eker during Chol HaMoed? Eli Mudisholim Mishmartoi Erev Aregel. If the Kohen that went into the Mishmar we learned before, when the Kohen and Hanum are in the Mishmar, they're not going to take the haircuts. So if you want to tell me now that this Mishmar ended on Erev Aregel, see if so, you boiled a Galuchi Erev Aregel. The Kohen should have taken the haircut Erev Aregel. What's his head to take the haircut during Yom Tov? During Chol HaMoed? Let's Rechate, we're talking about the Sholim Mishmartoi Aregel. Said no, this Kohen went to the base to make this into his Mishmar 6 days before Yom Tov. And you stay there for a complete week, and when the week was over, that's when it came Regal. So your Mishmar ended in the middle of Regal. So therefore, you couldn't take a haircut before Yom Tov, because you're in the base to make this, you're a Kohen. During the Mishmar, you can't take a haircut. Therefore, the time and the price holds, when it comes Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to take a haircut. For the Gemara, if so, time be done. What is our Mishnah old? Why does now Mishnah say a Kohen can take a haircut during Chol HaMoed? So far, our Tana is like this. Kivu de Tanan, since we learned about this in Yonim of the Mishmar, that B'shloisha Prokim Bashana, 3 times a year, which means on the 3 Regolim, on Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, Hayakola Mishmar Shavuos, that even though the whole year there were like 24 Mishmaras, means every week a certain Kahanim did the Avodah. They brought the Kabbanas, they got to meet. Mashen came during Yom Tov, there was no special kohanim. Any kohen that wanted was able to do the avodah during Yom Tov. So that's kol ha-mishmar shavis. All the mishmar were equal on Yom Tov. The emori haragolim on the kabbanas that were brought because of Yom Tov. The emurim, that means doesn't mean the emurim amish, that goes to the gvoya, but it means the pieces of meat that the kohanim are allowed to eat. Or the chilek lechem aponim. And when they divided the lechem aponim on the shavis of Yom Tov, it was equally. So therefore, since on Yom Tov, it's still called, you're allowed to do the Avodah, so it's commanded, Lo Sholem Mishmarta Beregel Dami. It's not considered like your Mishmar ended yet. So therefore, since the din of a Mishmar is, you're not allowed to take a haircut. While you're in the Mishmar, during Chol HaMoed, you can't take the haircut for the same reason. Because it's considered like your Mishmar is still going on. When your Mishmar ends, as the Pshat, you have to leave the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't bring Kabbalah anymore until the next time your Mishmar comes. But if your Mishmar ended in the first day of Yom Tov, Lamaisa and Yom Tov, you don't have to leave the Beis HaMikdash. You could continue bringing Kabbonis. So it's considered like your Mishmar is still going on, and that's the Lacho. During your Mishmar, you can't take a haircut. For the Gemara, it's a good carrot. If so, but Tana Brua, what is the Tana of the Brice that it says, no, the Kohen could take haircut? I, why, the Khuri is still in the middle of his Mishmar? So he holds like this. Alpha God, the Shaykh Banach Mishmarais, even though true, the Kohen are allowed to stay in the base of Migdash during the regal, and any Kohen can bring any carbon he wants, of the Mishmarta and Miyoshlimi. But I'll call upon him, his private Mishmar ended. That's what there's a din. That when you go to the base of Mikdash to be in a Mishmar, you can't take a haircut during your Mishmar, it's only during your private Mishmar. But after it comes Yom Tov, that everybody's allowed to be there together, that's not called your private Mishmar. Therefore, during Yom Tov, you would not have an Isser of taking the haircut. Therefore, since Erev Yom Tov, you couldn't take a haircut, you were an honest then you were in a Mishmar. Now, during Yom Tov, you're not in your private Mishmar anymore, it's like your Mishmar ended, therefore, the time of the price holds, you're allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Turn around. Kolelu Shamru Matarna Galech Bemoit. All the cases in our Mishnah, you came over the sea, you allowed to take a haircut, Matarna Galech Bemeyavolin. Who are they? Have had to, if they're in Ovil, they're allowed to take a haircut also. The guy was just let out of jail, came out of a Shushviya, capture him, he could take a haircut even though he's sitting Shiva. For the more of a Tanya, Sumra, not like that, it's also to take a haircut. Omrav Chizdo, Omrav, Omrav Shelo, Kitanya Hocho, Mutorin, Vishetachvu Avelo. It means that the second Avela is one after another. He sat Shiva for one, and when he got finished with the Shiva, before he could take a haircut, he became another oval again. So that's the case, you're allowed to take a haircut. In these cases, where you got freed, you came out of jail. Freddy Gemara, if that's the case, that you had a second time, somebody died in your mishpacha, you're an oval one after another, my ear, a kolelu, what do you have to come on to the heter? That he was over the sea, or he was captured, and he just got let out right now. Afilu kuli almanami, anybody is allowed to take a haircut in such a case, that any yovel could take a haircut like this. The time you learned, tochvu avelov, at first one of his mishpacha died, he had to sit shiva. And then after the 7 days, another mishpacha died, he had to sit shiva for. So Allah is, if he's sitting shiva the second time, one after another, hichvit saro, your hair became very heavy. Your hair is very long. Make of the time, you're allowed to cut it off with a razor. So you see, any of them could cut it off with a razor. Or mechabes tussi b'mayim, you can wash your clothing with water. So Marin says, oh, yitmo lo, we learned like this, omrav chizda, v'tav lo b'svarayim. A regular oval, if it comes a second time, he has to do a shinui with a tar, with a razor, but not with the scissors. And if he washes his clothing, b'mayim v'loy b'nasam v'loy b'yoyim, with water and not with soap. My shaker over here, in a case where he got freed, or else like in the case of the now Mishnah, he came over the sea, or he came out of jail now, and also he's an oval two times, he's allowed to take haircut even with the mispirayim, even with the scissors. And he can wash his clothing even in a normal manner. So that's what the Tana holds. Then in the case of Tachvu Avelov, that's the heter to take haircut in a normal manner or to wash your clothing in a normal manner. Yeah. And Amar Avchizda, Zaysemesim, here's a raya, Ovel Osevatach Vaisis. And Ovel is not allowed to wash his clothing, like you see here. It's also to wash the clothing only in the case where the Avelis took place one after another, two Avelis. And you, over the sea, you have these Aterium, then you're allowed to wash your clothing normally. But otherwise, a regular Ovel, for 7 days, he's not allowed to wash his clothing. Yitana Rabbonin, Kishem Sha'omru, Osa La Galeach B'moyid, the same way Nala take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, Kach Osa Lito Tzipranayim B'moyid. Give a Rav Yehuda, this is Rav Yehuda, Shita, you're not allowed to cut your nails during Chol HaMoed. But Rav Yehuda Mati, Rav Yehuda is Mati, you're not allowed to cut your nails, you're not allowed to cut your nails during Chol HaMoed. Now, Kishem Sha'omru, Ovel Osa La Galeach B'mei Avoloi, the same way it says an oval can't take a haircut while he's sitting shiva, is kach also litit tipranayim b'yimei avoloi divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda sheet the same thing, an oval is not allowed to cut his nails. For Rabbi Yosi mati, Rabbi Yosi no is mati, no, an oval is allowed to cut his nails. Omar Ula said, what's the halacha? Halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda b'yavol. We go l'chura, like Rabbi Yehuda sheet of an oval, l'chumra, that an oval is not allowed to cut his nails. The halacha ka Rabbi Yosi b'moyit. Mashenka and join Cholomoy, the Holocaust of Yosef Shita, you're allowed to cut your nails. Shmuel, my Shmuel.